Student Podcast. But I'm here with my friend. It's been a while, but we have nothing to talk about right now.
You're signed. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Rios and Mr. Hyde podcast. This is episode 7.
Something like that.
I always fuck this up. Let me confirm. It is episode 1, dude.
Oh, shit. Someone stole my fucking...
What? 6.
Well, I don't know if they stole it or not, but... I didn't see my fucking back thingy support thing from job.
Oh, you didn't get one?
No, I did, but someone, you know, how people like Liz, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, my shit.
Yeah, fucking with your stuff.
Like, what I'm about to do is put, like, rat traps all up in my cucule. So that way, if she reaches her hand in somewhere it shouldn't be, boom, 2 fingers gone. Ooh, be like, what? I like rat traps around my desk. That shit is fucking fun.
This is how I live.
This is how I live my life.
It's like my trophies, my...
My strangest addiction.
You know, I actually have an extra one in my bag. I took an extra one because I figured, like, this one might break. So you can have the extra one.
I'll check my desk. Wait.
Yeah.
We can't check our desk tomorrow.
Oh, shit. That's right.
We're going to be somewhere else.
Well, that's actually going to be fun. Because, like, fuck the area we're in right now.
I know, right? I'm going to be loud as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're thinking about doing a little bit shorter segments, like instead of doing 2 hours, we might do like half hour, 45 minutes, just to give it a flow and have it come out faster.
Yeah, plus the those episodes they're just the pilot, so.
They're testing. Those don't worry about it.
They're still the testing
phase. Those are temps.
We just want to see what happens, and, you know, we definitely... had more material, but we definitely cut a lot of the fat out. So
yeah, definitely.
We need to cut more of the fat out. But
yeah, we want to have like pinpointed topics and actually have flow.
Yeah, and not just ramble. Even though I know
rambling's fun.
40 to 38 of you guys like to hear us ramble, but other than that, no one else likes to hear us ramble.
You can only listen to so much rambling. Right? So we have a handy dandy timer here just to make sure we don't go 3 hours without stopping.
Be like, wait, did it start yet?
When's the podcast start? We'll start in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. 10 minutes. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Commercial. Kind of really quick off topic. Like one of the things that my wife was told when she was working was any complaints she had about her manager, she should just deal with them because the manager's a temp. It's like, oh, she came in from the temp agency. Don't worry about it. She's a temp. So, like, any complaints you have are invalid because she's going to go away probably. And then guess what happened?
She went away?
She... permanent.
Oh, infinite.
Like, yeah, infinite permanence.
Lee left the job.
So, like, what the fuck? Like, okay, now are the complaints valid? Like, can I gonna be like, hey, this bitch, she sucks. Like, remember all those complaints I had? Did you not document them because she's temp? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, me, I'm just like, hey, you sign up for it, so therefore you're getting the full front... brutal, whatever you want to name it, you're getting it all. Like, I am making your life live in hell, but I'm gonna try to help you out though.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Come on,
you know, I'm doing my best.
I'm not gonna
still do my best.
I'm gonna put you on a deep end.
I'm not gonna slack. I'm not a slacker. Or am I?
Oh, are we all?
We are. Just like everyone is Jewish, you know, like everyone I believe is at least 1% Jewish. Because if you'd be like, hey man, let me borrow like $10, they'd be like, $10? Damn, what are you shit?
You're trying to fucking.
The bank can't even count that high. What are you talking about?
How much interest am I getting back on that?
Yeah. You pay me back like tomorrow, right? Because, you know, I will sit outside your front stoop.
That's like 10% interest per second. And so then when I'm gonna need like $200 back.
And then when you give me the money, I'm gonna be like, what money?
Bitch.
Bitch, what money? I ain't see shit. I remember giving your ass
$10. I let you borrow $10.
And I'm here to collect, so where the fuck is it at? The fuck is my money? Here's 10. Here's an extra 10 just because you're a good guy. What 10? 10. I remember letting you borrow $100. Shit. Pay that shit back. Oh. Yeah, people, you know, always complain about shit. Especially me. I'm a complainer.
Yeah.
But hopefully it gets done, because I hate to complain and be like, fuck this shit. Is it getting done? No. Well, fuck this shit.
Stop changing.
I'm out of here.
Change something. I'll be back when you fix your shit.
I'll be calling off until you fix my shit. How much PTO do I have?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm all out of my time off.
Actually, I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. But I won't be happy about it.
I'll be pissed. Not like 100%, but I'll be kind of pissed because I'm kind of waking up and I don't know if I'm pissed or not.
Yeah.
Kind of like, should I go to work or should I be pissed that I'm going to work?
Both.
Triple.
So what kind of topics do you think about today?
Well, so, you know, because, like, we like games and all.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the,
Wait, we like games?
Do we?
Do we?
I don't know. What kind of games is this?
I don't know. I don't play games.
Ooh, you got that game!
Yeah. What was that game? Went there. Let me borrow that game.
I need that game. I was looking for it. But no, like, I like the, you know, the new Genesis Mini is coming out. It's actually, Sega. Yeah, it's actually not dropped yet, but I do want to go over, like, you know, most of the games that are coming out for that system and what I would like to see.
Yes. That'd be fun.
You know there's 40 games coming out for that bad boy?
40? Is it going to be one of those things where you pretty much get the set ones and you can't add more to it eventually? Or?
Oh. I mean, not according to Sega, but according to other people.
How shit works.
Yes. You can homebrew that thing if you want.
Fuck yeah.
You could throw a grip of Sega Genesis games.
Nice. I want to see the Lion King game.
It's on there.
It is.
It's on there.
All right.
And Aladdin.
Fuck yeah. Aladdin was fun.
So 2 out of 30.
Lion King was so fucking hard. I just remember trying to jump on those fucking giraffes.
Oh yeah, it's fucking hard as shit.
God, that game is so difficult.
They also have Phantasy Star.
Mm-hmm. I never played that game.
You never played it? Oh. Great game. Great game.
Phantasy Star.
Classic, yeah. It's like a Final Fantasy 2. Ooh. Like, it's that classic. Like,
nice.
It's a must play.
Right.
Streets of Rage, I think, is on there. You know,
I didn't have anything for this. I realize now I only had the movie games. That's all I had. I think I had maybe Star Wars or something, too.
It's like Star Wars episode, like, nothing.
Yeah. -1. Yeah. See, you're over here naming these games that are just, like, obscure must plays. And I'm like, you got Star Wars?
sounds cool and all, but is there Star Wars?
Oh, like, the ones that I, the video games that I most fondly remember was the Nintendo 64, obviously. You got, like, all the movie games on that one. Star Wars, Rogue Squadron. There was a Mario movie at some point.
By the way, every movie game sucks, except for... When Mario Brothers movie came out, Mario Brothers was the shit. And it still is the shit, depending on if you're a kid or not, but I'd give it the shit.
Was that John Leguizamo?
The shit quality. Not like shitty quality, but the shit, right? John Leguizamo, little bomb with the Reebok.
And then you got the tiny Koopa head.
The Koopa head. They had all that, like, snot, like, trash all over the God. Fucking
yeah, it was kingdom. Fucking shitty-ass city.
Batman didn't even get good games until Arkham Asylum.
Fuck, that was like 10 years ago.
Spider-Man just came out with a good game.
I mean...
And it's Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. Seriously, it really is. It's like, a copy of Arkham Asylum.
It's like...
No.
Spider-Man Arkham Asylum Edition. And then they have a Captain America game that's basic like Spider-Man. That's like Arkham Asylum.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it new?
Yeah, it hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, shit.
It's literally, like, in its production. It has, like, Captain America running all the shield. And you know how, like, Spider-Man and the Batman game, the Arkham Asylum, you can do, like, these combos and, like, move around like that? Yeah, except, like, you can throw the shield, you can run and get it, you can, like, just hit people hard as hell. You know, same shit.
Did you, We should this will be the episode then. We should probably just talk about video game movies or
game movies.
Game movies in general. I was I used to play so the Wii we were playing Resident Evil 4 on there, obviously, because it was like there's a copy on the Wii with the motion controls.
That's like sold.
Fucking sold. And that was actually a interesting experience playing Resident Evil 4 because you had the nunchuck moving around and you had the fucking controller aiming to shoot. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was hard as fuck to play with, but it was fun. What I was thinking was the Iron Man game that came out.
The Avengers game?
No, it was just an Iron Man game. And your whole thing was just to fly around and shoot things.
Oh, God.
It was like I'm practically on the rails.
Oh, that sounds like Superman 64. Yeah,
oh, my God. But worse.
Oh, God.
Because you can't even, like, do anything. You're just... Yeah, it was much more on the rails than Superman 64 was. which, I mean, that's terrible. Rogue Squadron from the N64. Okay. You ever play that?
Yes, and I just want to... I don't know. I mean, a lot. It's like mixed feelings because like you got to like racing.
Right.
To like kind of like that game. But also you got to like Star Wars to really like that game. And I like Star Wars and I like racing. Not really like that. Well, I like Star Wars. Not like that, but I like it.
Yeah.
But that game enough. And every episode racer.
Right.
And I'll probably get backlash for this. But this shit sucks.
Well, you're thinking of what? What is it? Like the pod racing one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that one, I didn't even fucking try that one.
In all episodes.
Yeah. Rogue Squadron is the one where you're like, you get to fly like the most iconic ships or whatever.
Oh, yeah. In the space, like, yeah.
Yeah. And that one was fun as fuck. I remember that one fondly. It was, yeah, that's the racing one, obviously.
Yeah, it was like
Battle. I didn't even like racing games.
Yeah, I think it was like almost when Battlefront came out, like for the PlayStation.
Dude, Battlefront. So, my first experience with Battlefront was on a PSP.
Oh, jeez.
It was Battlefront 2.
Oh, no. But,
let me tell you, as simple as it was compared to the regular Battlefront, actually, I had an epiphany. Most of my games that I play on the PS2 started from the PSP.
Well, it is a PlayStation 2.
I mean, it really is. Oh, man, there's so many memories. Like, my experience with Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Oh, Need for Speed was a great series.
It was. Hot Pursuit 2.
Yes.
On the fucking PS2 was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, going on a tangent. But yeah. PSP, on Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, or Most Wanted, like, it's so broken down. There's not, all the story's gone, all that stuff. So when I play Most Wanted on the PS2 for the first time, I'm like, what is this shit? I had no idea there was a story to it. Like, you lost your car at the beginning. I was just like, bitch, I'm racing a BMW and now I'm racing this fucking Volkswagen.
It's like Grand Theft Auto, like San Andreas, like after that shit,
where did my shit go?
It's like before Gay Tony.
Yeah, I know.
After San Andreas,
right? Fucking, that was the best part of GTA 4 was Gay Tony and,
yeah.
And all that, all the DLC. But yeah, my fucking PSP. Thinking back on it, my dad's friend was like this big guy. He was fucking tall as shit, and he would grab a PSP and he was looking at it. He was like, "Oh my god, the graphics are fucking amazing!" And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, I don't have a good eye for that shit. And then 10 years later, it's like, scraps are bullshit. Right? On the PSP, fuck that shit.
Yeah, some games don't even hold up, like, to the test of time. Like, right. When there were polygons and stuff like that, it's like, oh, this game looks like shit. Like, minimum or low graphics are like when you play like a PC game, it looks like, you know, like it looks like smudge. But hey, some of those games, man, like even though they look sucky, 30 frames per second, they still fun as hell.
10 frames,
maybe like 15 if you're in the
Ocarina of Time.
You know, especially when you're in the water level. Fuck that water.
Fuck that water level. Swimming in that game sucked.
I was like, I'm having so much fun. Oh, this water level. I kind of like water levels in RPGs, I think.
No.
And I'm like,
No one likes
water. Fuck this water level. I don't even know how to raise this shit. Where the fuck you get the grappling hook at? Fuck dude. This. Took a while.
That game.
Took about a day.
Took about a day, yeah. That game is just, it's fun, but man, there was a point where I was just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't fucking, this is like pre, like, guides on the internet.
Yeah. At our time, my time, it was like, GameFAQs.com. Right?
CheatCC?
Or GamePro?
I remember CheatCC back in the day.
Yeah. Electronic Monthly?
I was like, my computer's gonna get a virus.
Dude.
There were so many ads on CheatCC.
There was, man. And also, LimeWire and BearShare.
Oh, yeah. LimeWire. We can go on to so many tangents about that, too.
I know, right?
Maybe we should, next episode, just all the things we used to do.
On the next episode, tangenting off in every subject.
Talking about Burger King foot, that is.
Burger King foot lettuce. There was a guy who hated his job. And he went and he had a customer yell at him. But little did they know, it was hamburger lettuce, foot lettuce, hamburger.
Burger King.
King of burgers.
Just rambling.
Yeah.
Burger King, lettuce of foot, foot king, lettuce, burger.
With extra lettuce.
Pickles.
But pickles. But yeah, I mean, we probably cut like most of that out, but...
I'm leaving all that shit in. Yeah, that is all saying in there. Every rant.
Every rant, everything. It's going back to the...
This is the most qualityless fucking podcast episode ever. We came in here with a plan.
All right. We came in with a plan, and we did say it's episode...
six.
Episode foot lettuce.
I could have sworn I said six last time.
I think we said six. Seven or six?
I think this is six.
This is six. All right. But yes. Back to the...
We talk about this every time, too.
I know, we talk about this all
every
day.
Every single episode, we're like, is this five or six or okay. Four?
All right. It's four, five, and six, and maybe seven. That's
like, most likely seven.
All right. This is probably one of our last times. If not, maybe the next one will be the last time rambling.
No, we're never going to stop rambling.
Yeah, we're never going to stop rambling.
You can't stop us.
Actually, we will have a director's cut, and yes, there will be lots of rambling on it.
It's going to be a 3-hour, 3 hours have been cut out of this podcast.
It'll be like, you know how we have like, we'll have a special DVD commentary part where we can have like, you know, more or bonus footage, and then you like chime into our rambling, and then the commentary will be like, yeah, so, you know what? I have no idea how I came up with that shit to begin with. I just came over and we just turned everything on, and then all of a sudden I had like a bunch of fresh ideas, and I wanted to talk about them all at once. But
you're not gonna get to them. Not to all.
Right, but they all came out at once, kind of. Not really, but we're just tangenting off. Burger King food. What was I saying again? Oh yeah, shit about the boobies.
Look, yeah, movie video games. I just pictured like us doing commentary over our podcast, which is practically commentary.
Yeah.
And then we're just tangenting off on the commentary.
So yeah, we just didn't know what we were talking about.
Did you hear about the Burger King foot lettuce?
You heard about that shit?
That shit's gross. That
shit is nasty. Who the fuck steps in a whole
Burger
thing of lettuce?
Burger King foot lettuce.
That guy.
Fuck that guy. Little did he know.
Dude. He didn't have... Oh, I forgot what the fuck they call it. I have a mind blank. Damn it.
Ah, you fucked up the bit.
It was basically like where you have slip-resistant shoes in the restaurant.
But what?
Some Burger King foot lettuce.
Slip-resistant shoes.
I just fucking was like, because I was about to say Velcro, because I had a pair of Velcro Payless shoes that were slip resistant. But I just couldn't fucking think of it.
Fuck it, it's gone now. You've lost your chance.
I lost my chance. Burger King foot lettuce at Payless.
There's no substance. Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. This is a wasted episode. Move on. Move on.
Yeah, move on. And you know, just because you guys want to see the Burger King foot lettuce, I will make a salad out of foot lettuce.
Oh, shit. I won't be eating it.
It's like, but it won't really be from Burger King or from the foot. It'll just be like me showing my foot and then cutting it out and then showing lettuce.
That's gonna be on the YouTube, on the YouTube version.
Yeah, like it'd be like kind of like that one guy that like just takes food and just slams it against the counter.
Oh, how too basic.
Yeah,
my kids love that. It's
fucking stupid.
It's so it's stupid. Funny, dude. Though. It is funny. It's just like, all right, let's go on a little bit of a tangent about YouTube.
All right, here's another episode 8, the Ocho. Other YouTube videos.
Maybe we'll go into detail. I don't know. I was just going to go on a tangent for 9 minutes since we have 9 minutes.
Go for it.
All right.
I'm listening.
So, no one else is.
No one else is, but I
swear to God, if anyone gets to this part of the podcast, I'm being held hostage.
And then,
I forgot to mention it at the beginning.
The secret words are, if you can leave a like...
Like, subscribe.
And subscribe and that little bell right there.
To both the YouTube and the podcast on the podcast app. Wherever you podcast. We got Apple Podcasts. We got Pod Podcasts. We got Pod Podcast.
We got Burger King Foot Lettuce Podcast.
It's been a while.
Since I did podcast.
All right.
8 minutes
rant.
In.
8 minutes. Oh, shit. I've lost Seven. 2 minutes. 7 minutes. All right. YouTube. There are so many people on YouTube that make so much money for no fucking reason whatsoever. No reason ever. All right. There's this fucking YouTuber. This is after I watched a video of someone ranting about their shit. He is this fucking foreign kid. He might be in the U.S., who fucking knows. He's this foreign kid who records himself, right? Like, vlog style. And he's like, I'm going to take this potion that is from the movie It, and I'm going to drink it at 3 a.m., and we will see what happens. This is the 3 a.m. It potion challenge. Literally. And then he goes, okay, guys, it's a 3 a.m. challenge. It's 3:14 right now. I'm like, wait a second, hold on. That was 3 a.m. was 14 minutes ago. It's 14 minutes now, 3:14, and I'm going to take the potion now, okay? Let's see what happens. And he takes the potion, and there's this fucking montage of him going insane. Like, he's just, like, tearing at his face. He's like, and he's having a seizure. And then he paints, like, red on his eyes to make it look like it for a second. And then he's, like, changing. And then the last frame or the last scene is him, like, with a Snapchat filter over his face of it holding a balloon. And he goes, he turns into it. He's like, you've learned it, too. And it is the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And he does those, like, weekly, or if not nightly. Like, he's just like, it's 3:21. We're going to do the 3 a.m. challenge.
We're going to do how less of paper towels I can use.
Yeah, I know, right? It's 3 a.m. I have not used one. Oh shit, I dropped something.
I spilled a bunch of paint.
Oh no.
Wait a minute, it's not paint, it's soda.
It's blood from the It potion.
It's from the It potion. The Pepsi potion.
I must use the paper towel. Sorry, I've lost guys. The challenge.
We have lost everything.
Then let me do. We'll try next 3 a.m.
Next time, you chime in at 3 a.m. and I will make it. Do it. 14 minutes after 3 o'clock. You chime in.
I'm gonna go on YouTube, right? And I'm gonna film a vlog, and the vlog's gonna be about a minute, maybe less long. And it's gonna start out with like this whole montage of me and all this stuff. It'll be the intro, and then I'm gonna pull up the phone. I'm gonna vlog myself. Be like, all right, guys, we got the 1 p.m. Starbucks challenge. I'm gonna try to drink this Starbucks cup right here. And we're trying to get down to the bottom within about 30 seconds, all right? Fuck, it's 101. Never mind.
Oh, you fucking missed it.
It's no longer the 1 o'clock challenge.
No, dude. I can't do it. I gotta wait till next time.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys. Here's tomorrow, and I'm about to do the...
Fuck.
Oh, it's 11:11? Shit.
I just started explaining this, like 12:59. Because it takes me, like, 2 minutes to explain it.
By the time we get to it. What you gotta do is you gotta do it and be like, alright, so if you guys are new to my channel and this is my second video, just watch the last video. This is part two of the challenge.
We're trying to get to it. We're getting closer. We're getting 10 seconds closer every time, guys.
Every time, you guys, you know, we're getting closer, but the way I get closer is if you hit that like and you fucking hit the notification and the bell. Subscribe to my channel.
The video starts, it's like, alright guys, and then the background it says 12:02. Fuck!
Right? It off. And it'd be like, and then like next day, like right before, it's like, alright guys, I'm back. Alright, you know, like when I said hit like and subscribe, like what I meant to say before that challenge ended was, I need 5,000 people to like and subscribe, and if you do, I will do the, oh, it's about, I will see you tomorrow, alright?
It's just a never ending loop of fucking YouTube. Yeah.
This is part, 20, yeah. 3, no, 6.
Shit. It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
And if, like...
if you guys didn't know what I did this video, just watch my last video. And don't forget to leave a like, comment, and subscribe.
I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Hit that notification bell. Okay. Team. People.
It's like a flipbook of YouTube. Yeah. Like going through the flipbook illustrations is a different fucking time every time. All right, guys, we're at 1 minute or 1 o'clock and 30 seconds. We're almost there. See you tomorrow.
And then you got like some guy in the comment section, some dumbass, be like, you know, I really hit the part at 41 seconds. Like it's fucking the same shit.
What's the song at 12 seconds?
Yeah. Song, 12 seconds, please, need, ASAP, for my playlist.
Daru Sandstorm.
Burger cake for less.
Burger cake for... Just all the memes in that. It'll be, yeah. It'll just be a meme comment.
It'll be like a song. It's like, Burger, King, foot, ch-ch-ch-ch, Burger King, foot, lettuce. Waka, waka.
Remix.
Rewind. Now you gotta go to bam, 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 bam. So if you want to know what happened the last video, just make sure you watch all the previous videos.
If you want to know what happened last podcast, gotta go. Oh man, yeah, I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna create a. It's gonna be a 20 part YouTube series of me just missing my timing. Yeah. All right, guys, it's the 1 p.m. vlog. It's 101.
Oh, damn. It's 1:01 p.m.
Oh. I'll see you tomorrow. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Hurry up. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Doesn't matter. They're all the same.
Yeah, I know, right? YouTube doesn't give a fuck.
YouTube knows that you're watching.
This is a long rant. This has been my 7-minute rant about some random YouTuber no one gives a fuck about. But apparently a lot of people give a fuck about because I'm pretty sure he's making a lot of money off of yeah. Those fucking videos. Seriously. It doesn't fucking matter what you record. Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, like, all you really need is, like, something funny, something kind of, like, you know, like, riveting, something, like, you're just like, you know, I say shit like that, so I like this channel. Subscribe!
Yeah.
By the way, don't forget to subscribe.
don't forget to subscribe and, like, hit the notification bell.
Comment. Notification bell. Gang. Squad. Whatever.
Sign up to our Patreon. We don't have a Patreon yet, but pre-sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah, pre-sign up for our Patreon. Patreon will, you know, if you want shirts, lots of merch.
Yeah.
Got it.
In about a year.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any merch.
Yeah, we got to find a guy who knows how to print shirts. Other than the guy at the mall.
We don't have a logo. We barely have a logo in it at all. We don't even have an idea what it's going to look like.
Yeah, we don't have any ideas. We'd just be like, you know what? Merch. Just buy it.
It'll be a blank shirt.
Be like, there's no Hanes on Fruit of the Loom. Seems legit.
Clip off the tags.
Yeah. Like, made in Taiwan.
Yeah. Where the fuck did we get some Taiwan shirts?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, the Taiwan shirts came in.
It's made from, like, hot dogs.
And child labor.
Not cotton, just hot dogs and child labor.
Sweatshops.
Wait a minute, you telling me you never made a shirt?
Oh, shit, these shirts are pre-sweat. Yeah. They're pre-sweating. They got stains already.
No, that's the holes, like Abercrombie and Fitch.
No, dude, you know, like, yeah, it's like the holes. You know, every sweat stain is different. It's like limited edition.
Dude, like, there's only one that are made right now.
Yeah.
And you can have it.
Yeah, I sweat all over it.
This ain't, you know, I bet you, like, if, you know, someone, like, famous, like, let's say, just because Kanye West, you know, I mean, he's not famous, that's but he is at the same time.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I said his name is because there was a concert that he had out. It's called a Yeezy concert.
Mm-hmm.
Someone literally took just a plain-ass jar and then just opened it and literally closed it.
Oh, my God.
In the Yeezy concert. Shit. And said,
Yeezy Air.
Yeezy Air, oh, $10,000. And there were people like actually like
bidding.
Yo, almost bidding. You don't come around Yeezy Air like, you know, every day. That shit's like once in a lifetime.
Dude, let me tell you, I breathed in it this morning. It was my shit.
Because Kanye is shit, so I breathed
it. Yeah. Exactly. I'm breathing in my own shit. It's practically Yeezy Air. Come at me, Yeezy.
Couldn't be easy. It was hard. Lots of protein.
Good pun.
So you know why I can't understand why I can't make hot dog shirts.
He's over there getting air.
Breathe Yeezy air.
Shit, I'm gonna stuff the shirt into the Yeezy jar.
You know, I'm gonna stuff the shirt into Yeezy. Be like, you know, I sweated on it. Kanye sweated on it. Actually, Kanye coughed on it, so therefore it's Yeezy cough air. Mm-hmm. So that shit ain't cheap.
Dude, when you say that Kanye's been spitting, literally been spitting on me.
Spitting all over
the I'm shit. Limited edition. Yeah.
I am once in a lifetime opportunity.
You can have all of me.
Or you want the shirt. Either way,
yeah, you're paying it. He spit everywhere. My eyebrows, a shirt.
By the way, He opened up the Yeezy bottle and he dumped all its air on me.
All the air.
So therefore it's Yeezy air plus spit plus sweat plus shirt plus Kanye.
Plus me.
So therefore, if I do my mouth right, one plus one equals just a lot of money. Just give it to me.
85? 85.5 billion?
Is that 100 billion? 1,000?
100 billion.
100 billion pesos. Wonder if they had like Austin Powers and like, you know, other countries, like, you know how they'd be like, $1 million. Obviously, we know we're talking about U.S. money.
Right.
Obviously.
In the translation, was it like pesos or
euros? Or like, you know, like in Spanish, it'd be like, ¿cómo se dice give me? Oh, dame 1,000,000 pesos.
You think they did the conversion? They're like, what's 100 billion in pesos? 1 quadrillion pesos.
Or it'd be like 1,000,000 rupees. Oh, that one must be from Calcutta. That's the Indian.
10 Australian dollars.
10 crikey, mate. Joey.
Give me a crikey. Give me a mate.
I'd be like, 1,000,000 pounds.
Give me an alligator. That was a long rant. We didn't even go back to the movie game.
Yeah, we gotta go back to the movie game. So, and cut.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening tonight. It's, like I said, much shorter. So, you're fucking welcome.
Yeah, so there you go. Because 20 minutes is all you can listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't blame you either.
I don't blame you either.
But I might do like 22 just because I'm like, they might talk about some other shit.
Yeah. We'll get to something in substance. No, we didn't.
Yeah.
All right. What's our sign off? This isn't the pilot anymore, so we can't fuck it up.
Yeah, so we can't fuck it up. To be continued.
Good one. All right. That's going to happen every episode.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know. What was that thing I was saying earlier? Like, oh, yeah, don't forget to like.
Read the notification bell.
Hit the bell. Hit the link.
Wherever you hit the podcast app. Pod, podcast app.
App podcast.
At podcast, podcast app, Apple podcast, podcast apples.
Apples to apples podcast. Apples to oranges podcast.
Shit. I almost forgot about that one. All right. All right, guys. To be continued.
To be continued.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.